Mr. Remarco, you are a part-time, you teach martial arts, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
And you also have a cabinet-making business?
Well, I do. Primarily, I'm involved in doing remodeling, but I do get a great deal of pleasure out of teaching martial arts. And I suppose, more than anything, and a lot of people out there feel the way that I do, that we are all, I think, getting a little sick and tired of being told to be quiet or shut up in movie theaters, because we all have a constitutional right to free speech, for starters. And this trend at telling people that you don't even know to be quiet in a movie theater, the movie starting, be quiet, is understood by me up to a point. I'm a big fan of films, especially action films. I enjoy watching them and talking about them, as I'm sure many people enjoy that.
Well, you mentioned you are being told to be quiet. So in other words, you are an annoyance to other people.
Well, you have to understand, I'm not unwrapping candy. I'm not eating popcorn. I'm not kicking chairs. I'm not telling jokes. I'm not talking to a friend. I'm not giggling with my girlfriend. And what that means is, the people that do that at the beginning of the film, when they ask you not to talk in the theater, they are directing themselves specifically at those people who are making unnecessary noise. That sign they put up at the beginning of the film.
Well, the sign says, turn off your cell phones and please be quiet.
That is correct, sir. And that is for people who are chattering to each other. That is completely understood. Talking on cell phones, a lot of stupid people making a lot of stupid noise. I teach martial arts part-time, so I did take members of our dojo to this movie, Kill Bill.
That's the new Quentin Tarantino, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. That's got Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman, David Carradine. I don't need to know if people have seen the movie. There's a lot of martial arts in it, and a lot of it needs to be explained to my students. And
So you're talking to your students during a film like this, explaining to them what? The moves?
The martial arts moves.
How many students do you have?
I've got about four or five kids with me. And some of my better students. And there's a technique used in the film which I wanted to talk to them about.
Now, you mentioned it's called a 5 points. What is it called again, Janice? The 5 points what?
It's a five pressure point.
That is it, yes, sir.
Yes.
The five pressure points that I wanted to show them. And I had a guy Saturday turn around and say to me, we don't need any help here. We're trying to watch the movie. And I'm trying to explain this to my kids, the kung fu moves that are being used. Now, first of all, when you turn around in a movie theater and tell somebody to shut up, you're not only being rude, but in this man's case, you are jeopardizing yourself to some degree, because I happen to know karate. It's not that I'm going to get physical with this man. It's not that I'm going to attack him. I'm a very controlled individual, but if you catch somebody like me on a bad day, I could do some serious damage, or they could. And what I know...
What did you say to this man? Now, you're talking to your students about the martial arts moves in Kill Bill. He asked you to be quiet. What did you say to him?
Well, I didn't want to say anything that would further inflame the situation, but I did step out into the aisle, and I snapped out a roundhouse kick. And what that did is...
So you did some kind of a kung fu move?
No, sir. It was a taekwondo move. And before you say anything, all that did was it showed him what I'm capable of. I wasn't trying to scare him, but I did want him to know that I love film and I wanted to talk to my students about this.
Well, if a guy snaps out a roundhouse kick in my direction, I consider that to be a threat.
I don't want to look at it that way, but when you know karate and you snap out a roundhouse kick or taekwondo or what have you, that will quiet some people down, and that's what I needed to do, at least in his case, because I wanted to talk to my students about this film. And I think we're all getting very tired of individuals we don't even know from Adam turning around in a movie theater while we are trying to discuss the film and saying, shh, would you be quiet? And I think we've reached a point where it's understandable you might want some quiet when someone's just chattering away to his wife about stupid things. But this is a whole different thing.
All right, I'm going to get our audience involved in this, Mr. Mark. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're talking about your right to talk in a movie theater if you're talking about the film. You also say...
If you're speaking legitimately about the film, yes. And especially in my case where I had students with me.
Yeah, but you also said that you snapped a roundhouse kick at this guy as if to say, don't mess with me.
All I said was, I do know karate. Let's just say this. They shouldn't have a problem with it. The fact that that I am talking in the movie, especially the theaters, because I know karate and I know a lot about films. I'm a very, very big fan. I give people around me kind of an educated commentary of what I find most acceptable. And the fact that I made some intelligent remarks about the film, I think it's going to bring business back to the theater.
All right. What about the other people around you who are also watching? Generally, there's a lot of people who don't want to say anything when someone is talking in a movie theater, but maybe they're thinking of saying something.
Well, I often have people come up to me at the end of a film and shake my hand, and the comment is always the same. I never really liked someone talking while I was watching a movie, but your comments made the film more enjoyable. So 9 times out of 10, and it's always gratifying, but most of the time, I am told to shush or to shut up. You always hear this one. You always hear people go, shh. And I find that rude. And then there's the one or more who yell, shut up, that kind of thing.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm one of those guys. I don't like hearing people talking in a movie. I don't care what it's about.
Even if it's about the film itself, making intelligence. So you haven't heard me speaking in a movie theater when it's a karate movie. Or not a karate movie, but a martial arts film.
Well, I, for the life of me, I don't know what you could be talking about. You could be
I'm talking about different moves. Maybe you didn't hear what I said. I'm talking about the different moves.
Well, that's fine. But the fact is, there are people there to see the film just as an action piece.
Well, I'm there to see it, too. And I'm also there because I love film. And I know karate, so when you tell me in a movie theater to shut up, I don't know what it is you're trying to say.
Well, see, that's what you're saying. You're saying you'd use violence on me.
I just got done saying to you, most people shake my... It's very simple. If you're explaining the movie in an educated way like I do, it's okay to talk. But if you're talking about something that has nothing to do with the movie, that's wrong.
All right, so talking in the movie theater is okay. When I see that sign, though, that says, please be quiet...
The people they're talking about are these people that drive me crazy, too. Unwrapping candy, making loud noises with the popcorn, giggling with their girlfriend, getting up and going to the can 5-10 times in a movie, talking to their wife, telling her to be quiet, this kind of thing.
All right, now you told my producer Janice that you wanted to come on and basically give the audience a warning.
No, I didn't say that, sir.
Well, she said that you used a warning.
No, sir. I wanted to come on and say to some of your listeners that the next time they feel compelled to shush someone in a movie theater, that I think it's fair warning that they may be shushing somebody with karate experience.
When you snap that see, I got to tell you something, Mr. Mark. In all honesty, when you're snapping a roundhouse kick at somebody, when you're doing some of your karate moves on someone that just asked you to be quiet in a movie theater, that is a tacit threat of violence.
I don't look at it that way.
Well, why did you do that?
I did that. Yes, I did that to show them what I can do.
And so don't talk to me.
It was a silent gesture to tell him that I'm talking about the film and I am not talking about my wife's needing to stop off at the, to go to the bathroom before we leave in the car because she's going to want to go to the can on the way home or something like that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. With me is Austin Amarca. This man owns a martial arts gym and teaches it part-time. He also apparently went out to see this movie Kill Bill, which is a film that features quite a bit of martial arts action. He took some students with him, and in the movie theater, he was talking with the students about this movie. He was told to be quiet, and he feels that the time has come for people who are sick of being told to be quiet in a movie theater to stand up for themselves. He believes when you're talking about the film and making legitimate comments that could be educational for the people around you, that you should be allowed to talk. Now, one man told him to shut up, and he walked out into the aisle. Is that what he said? He walked out into the aisle and snapped out a roundhouse kick, which is kind of a taekwondo move, and then sat back down. I got to tell you, he claims that people shake his hand at the end of the movie and say, thank you for educating me about the film. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Marka? Mr. Mark, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
I don't care really what you say. It sounds to me like you're warning people, watch out. If you tell me to shush one more time, I'm going to...
I'm just coming on and warning your listeners that there are millions of us out here, Mr. Hendry, who have every right in the world to talk during a movie, and we don't want to be told to shush anymore. And if you're going to go to a movie with me, maybe you'd understand how helpful my comments were, and I would invite you to come to see a movie with me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The number on the Phil Hendry Show will return with Austin Amarca about talking in the movie theater right after this on the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line, naked.
Say that again.
I did the Silent Scream tour.
All right, hold on. We're back on the air. I'm talking with Austin Amarca. He teaches martial arts part-time as a dojang in Lancaster, California. Now, you had taken your karate class to see The Matrix.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful film. It shows a lot of very sophisticated martial arts moves, even though the movie is a lot of fantasy.
All right, but a lady told you to be quiet as you were talking about the film to your class, and you did something called the Silent Scream. Why don't you tell me what that is?
The Silent Scream is a martial arts move. You get within the space of that person, a few inches away from their face, and you open your mouth as wide as you can, as if you're screaming. We also call that the face of the lion. And that will shut someone up so fast, that will freeze someone literally in their track, and she just sat right down, and she kept her, like I say to my class, she kept the pie hole shut.
Again, this is threatening people.
No, sir, it is not. The Silent Scream, I guess you could say it demonstrates my karate ability, and I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking to my class about The Matrix, Kill Bill, any of these other films that have these martial arts moves.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Do some people have a right to talk while a movie's on? Here is Sherry. Go ahead, Sherry, on the Phil Hendry Show with Austin Amarca.
Hi.
By the way, can I just add, what kind of name is Amarca?
Amarca, Mr. Hendry, is French. My family, and we're talking about generations ago, came from the northern portion of Switzerland that borders France.
Okay, go ahead, Sherry.
Okay, you are the reason people like me don't go to the movies.
Well, then, ma'am, what do you mean I'm the reason people like you don't go to the movies? That's fine. Don't go to the movies. I've had many people shake my hand.
I don't pay to listen to you instruct your students.
No, but I'm instructing you as well.
Did I ask you to instruct me? No, I came to watch a movie, not to listen to your mouth.
But do you know what you're looking at?
A movie, obviously, if somebody would shut up, we could hear the movie.
What about people that just don't want to hear you talking?
Well, Mr. Exactly. They can certainly move their seat to some other part of the theater. They can certainly...
You know, a lot of these films are sold out.
You know what? You could just rent the movie and instruct your students at home.
Well, ma'am, renting the film is fine, but the movie, as you know, does not come out on a DVD or VHS
well, can
release.
Can you not wait?
No, ma'am, I'd like to take the students. They're all talking about it. I'm not sure I understand what your problem is.
Well, because it's people like you who stop other people from hearing the movie.
No, ma'am, no, it's people like you that keep me from commenting intelligently about the movie. See, what
and
you
I'm not
like,
commenting intelligently? If you were to put a roundhouse into my face, I would pull my can of mace out and let you have it.
Ma'am, first of all, I was nowhere near the man. I snapped off a roundhouse kick to show him what I can do.
Is that instructing your students? Well, look what I can do.
Using mace in an area like that, you could harm other people.
Well, you know what?
So I don't think
harm
that
other
you
people.
Even. So I don't think you even know what it is you're talking about. But
oh, I
if
don't.
You would,
okay,
if you,
I want to
no,
pay to go watch a movie, but your big mouth is running
well,
on and
you
on.
Well, know something. I have every right. I'm getting tired of people like you telling me to be quiet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You should open your own theater then.
Well, maybe you should. I mean,
I don't need to. I don't know the movies because of people
call.
Like you.
Yeah, well, I that's a good idea. I'd say stay home then.
Well, you just
all right.
Better watch your roundhouses
all
in
right.
The theater.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Here is John. Go ahead, John.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing I was thinking about is, you know, some theaters have the baby cry room, think it'd be a great place for you and your kids to go and to talk all you want. You can shut the door in there. Everybody else enjoys the movie.
Wait,
and you can talk all you want.
Why do I have to leave?
No, why? You didn't have to leave. Just go in the little baby.
Why am the one that has to go? Why do we have to go in that room? You're the guys
talking.
That are...
When babies cry, they
well, wait a second.
If you want to talk,
the only crying that's going on, the only crying that's going on are the people crying about the fact that I know a lot about karate and
no,
I've explained
it's
different
because
moves.
You're an idiot. It's because you're an idiot.
No.
That's why people are talking. You think it's about you karate. It's not about you karate. It's about you being an idiot.
No, I'm
and
not being an idiot.
That's what irritates people.
I'm
here
talking.
You are.
No. How come people shake my hand at the end of the movie?
Well, I don't know what
don't
you're thinking,
an
but I would shake your hand.
So if you were to tell me to shut up while I had my class at Rush Hour 3 with Jackie Chan, and I'm explaining one of the great movies by Mr. Chan and one of the great moves, I'd give your popcorn bucket a move that I call a dragon.
Yeah, and you know what? I do tell people to shut up, and if you were there, I'd tell you to shut up.
And why would
and
you
I'd
do
it
that?
Again, what? And I'm not going to stop.
Why would you
and
risk...
I will. If I ever see you, I will tell you to shut up.
Why would you risk your well-being?
I won't shush you. I will tell you to shut up. That's what I will tell you.
Why would you risk your well-being?
Well, what are you saying?
Well, how do you know? No, that's what? The point. You know, this is all violence you're talking about. Whether
no,
you want
I,
to do
I'm
it
not,
or not.
I'm not saying I'd do anything. But what if you tell the wrong guy to shut up? And there's
well,
a move that they call the knee-jerk elbow. It's a slide kick into the quick with a, into a quick left elbow. And it doesn't,
okay, here,
it doesn't
Jeff,
leave,
Jeff,
leave as open
deal.
As the rising
listen,
fist.
Yeah, listen. So you do all that stuff. What if I pull 45 and blow your head off? The point is, it's stupid.
I doubt very much. I doubt very seriously if you're going to pull a gun on a guy who's trying to practice his constitutional right to free speech.
Hey, I have
well,
a
you know,
the right under the
theater.
The right bare arm.
The three are the theater.
You know, you do not. Not a concealed weapon in a movie theater. No, you
yes,
do not.
I have a
no, you
too.
Do
I
not.
Carry a concealed weapon.
No, you
theater,
do not.
No,
market.
He said he has a concealed weapon permit. So now you guys are firing guns and doing the rising
yeah,
fist or the silent
it's
scream.
It's entirely stupid.
Well, sir, I don't want to get into it with you. Just if you listen to my commentary, I guarantee you'd shake my hand.
No, I wouldn't.
All right,
I would,
John.
I'd let you shake something.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Talking in a movie theater, Mr. Amarca, when people are trying to watch the film, even if it's intelligent commentary about the film itself, may be irritating because people don't necessarily want to just hear about the film.
If it is here, Mr. and I want to say something. If it is...
No, hold on for a minute. Some people don't care about the martial arts stuff. It looked.
Well, then why are they going to see the movie? Why would anybody want to go see Rush Hour 3, one of the worst films ever made, probably in the history of cinema? Jackie Chan's the only reason to go see Rush Hour 3.
What about Chris Tucker's funny?
Jesus Christ. Did you say Chris Tucker is funny? Are you trying to say to me...
No, wait a minute. Jackie Chan is interesting, but the film is about more than his karate moves, this goofy relationship between him and Chris Tucker.
No, the movie is interesting only insofar as Chan... Look, at that Chinaman, and he is a tremendous credit to his race, has moves. He's got a move there called... It's called the Rising Fist. And it'll literally take all the teeth out of the bottom row of your jaw, and you don't even see, he doesn't even move his hands. Now that is a move that is worthy of...
What does he do, kick you?
No, sir, he uses his fist, but you can't see it. It's almost as if his hands don't leave his sides.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman wants the right to talk in a movie theater. To talk in a movie theater. If it's intelligent conversation about the film, he has every right... He knows karate. Don't mess with him. That's what I'm getting anyway. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm talking with Austin Amarca. He is a martial arts teacher about his right to talk in a movie theater to his students about different martial arts moves when they're watching a film. A lot of people don't like talking in the movie theater. You say that a lot of people don't like listening to your, quote, intelligent commentary.
Well, let me say this quote, Mr. Hendry, because...
Well, I don't mean to be insulting, sir, but you say your commentary is intelligent. I haven't heard it.
Well, let me tell you where I am right now. I'm out at Morongo Casino out here in Palm Springs, and I'm just playing some video poker, but I got up while you were in the middle of your break, and I did a pose for some of the people here who are playing some of the some people at the 50-cent slots and the dollar slots, and I did what's called the swan, which is a stance, and showed it to the people, and I got a good response from them. See, people enjoy seeing, I guess you could say, intelligently done martial arts. And I'm watching the movie. Here I was watching the film Matrix with my students, demonstrating a lot of different things. I had a person tell me to shut up. There's a martial arts move that was, everybody has seen it in a Three Stooges movie, but it's an actual martial arts move, which is used to be called the dying pear tree, but that is two fingers to the eyes. And the Three Stooges and everything like that.
You mean the way they poke each other in the eye?
Well, but that comes from a martial arts move that I did toward a man who told me to shut my mouth in a movie.
All right, let me talk to Chuck. Chuck, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Austin Amarca here. We're talking about talking in the movie theater. Chuck, go ahead.
Yes, sir. First point I'd like to make is that all of these movies that you're saying you're taking your students to see,
yes, sir,
are all available on video. If you want to teach your students, take them back to your dojo, put the DVD in, and you can talk all you want. Second point is, anybody who is into martial arts knows that it is a last resort. You do not display, you do not threaten, you do not try to aggravate anybody in any way.
Oh, I'm not
you
aggravate.
Use it
they
as a last
me.
Resort.
Yes, sir, but they aggravate me.
No, sir, they are
shut
not.
Up.
When that sign comes on and says, everyone in the theater, that includes you.
Yes, sir, that's, but no,
that
it's not
includes
if there's intelligent
you.
Commentary.
And I'll guarantee
how
you,
come when
you're
I just
sitting behind me, I'm going to tell you to shut up.
So now you're threatening me with violence.
I will dare you to stand up and challenge me.
All right. What happens if I give you a boot to the head and counteract that with a block and roll?
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
No, well, you're the
Anyone
guy that just said
who is into the martial arts knows that you do not, under any circumstances, unless you are at your last straw, you do not end poses. Any, you don't do nothing.
I just
you do not display your abilities. And my friend, that was taught in the very first Karate Kid movie.
Well, that's what I mean about guys like you. You're watching the Karate Kid. I'm watching Kill Bill.
No, I'm not watching the Karate Kid. The point I am making is that it was specified in the Karate Kid movie.
Well, let me ask you a question,
you
Chuck.
Do not.
Hold on. This is Phil Henry. There is a certain code of ethics, you're saying, sir?
This guy's trying to roll out a bunch of stuff. Let me tell you something.
No, I want to ask Chuck if there's a code of conduct that
Absolutely
martial artists...
Absolutely, it's a code of conduct.
Look, this ain't the Marine
because
Corps.
Because if you are trained
I'm threatened
in the
by
martial
these people.
Arts, if you are trained in the martial arts, you are a lethal weapon.
How about a gut check and a neck snap?
Who?
The gut check, neck snap.
Now, see, again, you're displaying, and you are not to be doing.
All right, well, let me ask you something. What am I supposed to do? And you're telling me I got to wait for it to come out on DVD, so my constitutional rights get, what do you call it? They get denied.
No, sir,
denied.
What I said was every movie that you mentioned is already out on DVD.
No, not Kill
All
Bill
the
2.
The Matrix movies.
No, wait, not Kill Bill
All
2.
All the Matrix movies are out.
Yeah, but the
Kill
one they
Bill
want
is out.
Out.
Now,
okay,
if you want to teach your
what about Enter the Dragon?
The proper way.
What about Enter the Dragon?
You take
Enter
them
the
back
dragon.
To your dojo, and you teach them the proper way. You do not disturb other people.
Well,
with
you know
your
something? I didn't do anything. Just a minute ago, before I said, I'm in the middle of the Morongo Casino out here in Palm Desert.
I don't care.
And I
where
did the swan, and everyone, and I got people applauded me.
I you know, well, they're as simple as you are.
They're simple.
Chuck, you there?
Play.
Oh, well, we might have lost him.
Well, look, Mr. Ed, I will say this. See, he said Enter the Dragon. Is that out on DVD?
Enter the Dragon? Is it out on DVD? Bruce Lee's dead. That's how long that's been out on DVD.
Well, I'm not familiar.
Enter the Dragon? That's like a Bruce Lee's been croaked for I don't know how many years.
Watch the way you talk about a karate master. You're not allowed to talk crap about a karate master.
What are you talking about, truck? Talk crap.
He said he's dead.
He is dead. He's dead, man.
Who?
Bruce Lee is dead.
A moment ago, I got up and I did a full swan, and everyone applauded. Now you guys treat me like I'm dirt.
You're in the middle of a casino. Everybody's been belting back gin and tonics.
What about a high left kick fake to the right chop and a power right fist? Man, you are dead, dead, dead.
If you... Okay. You know what? Are you threatening me now in a movie theater?
Well, that guy wanted to.
Here is David. Go ahead, David.
First off, I have one thing to say. I have studied martial arts for over 10 years. First off, you don't brag about what you can do with martial arts. Martial arts is about inner peace and keeping yourself in a state of consciousness and not wanting to brag about what you know.
Are you making this up?
Bruce Lee, you even mentioning Bruce Lee is an insult to that man. Bruce Lee never...
Mr. Henry insulted him.
No. Bruce Lee never, ever started nothing.
Hey, okay, Mr. Henry insulted him by saying
a person who actually studies martial arts and respects the art does not go and try to brag about what they know. They don't show off what they know.
What about Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris don't show off. Chuck Norris was into...
All he does is make movies.
Never started a... Every great master of martial arts has never started a fight.
Well, when you say don't show off, how come you don't call making a movie showing off? Jeez.
No, actually, it's not. It is using their talent to better themselves. They're not showing off their talent so some idiot like you can go out there and say, oh, I know how to do a swan.
Sir,
you know what? The swan is the first thing that they teach you in basic Taekwondo.
Sir, can I just say something? Mr. Henry was the one who insulted Bruce Lee. He said he was dead.
He is dead. I'm sorry to tell you. Bruce Lee is dead. Brandon Lee is dead. Don't get me wrong. I studied Bruce Lee's. I have studied it. I've read the book. And that's all I can
do. You're trying to tell me Brandon?
Book. Brandon Lee, his son, was an excellent martial artist. He was a great master himself.
How could you?
But my whole point being is, when it comes to martial arts, it's not the fact of going out there and saying, I should
right.
kick your ass. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, that's
I
a good...
can kick your butt.
Yeah, well,
you
that's...
don't have nothing to do with
that's...
that.
David, that I think, you know, from what I've seen...
What you've seen, Mr. Henry, what do you know about it?
I'm just saying what I've heard.
Well, look at...
Martial
I just
arts.
Did...
Look,
I just
I'm
did the swan
sorry,
for a waitress.
Sorry.
I got a free drink.
If you are teaching your students what you are saying on the phone on this radio show right now...
Yes, sir.
You are teaching your students wrong.
What are you talking about?
You are teaching your students that it is okay to go out there and attack. That is not what martial arts is about. Martial arts is specifically meant for defense only.
Let me ask you a question, David.
I'm
a
six-year student of Muay Thai kickboxing. I'm a four-year student.
You are wrong about Bruce Lee.
I have 2 years of jiu-jitsu. I don't care.
Jiu-jitsu, that's Jap stuff. I'm talking about the real deal.
Oh, come on, will you? Now, I don't want to get into who's who and what's what.
Now, I'm telling you.
You're
I'm
wrong about Bruce Lee starting a fight. He started
now,
a fight with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on accounts of Bruce thought Kareem was playing lousy basketball. Do you remember when he started a fight with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? And you say Bruce Lee don't start no...
He didn't start the fight.
Yes, he did. He fought... What, Kareem did? Holy cow.
Man,
brother,
I'm telling you right now.
Dude, you...
I'm telling you right now.
Get a grip.
The basic rules to every style of martial arts, whether it be ninjutsu, jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, Muay Thai kickboxing, it doesn't matter.
Oh, quit showing off.
No, I'm not showing
okay,
off. I'm
right,
telling you right now. If you, if you would actually
right.
sit down and study
okay.
and read about it.
All right. We gotta move on here, David.
Well, this guy gets to have the last word, and I
got to move on with the call. Thank you, David. Very good point you made. I believe...
Mr. Henry, you know, Bruce Lee, Brandon Lee, you said he was dead.
Well, it turns out he is dead.
I didn't know that. But the point is, I think it's disrespectful. Do you know any karate at all?
No, I don't. I know. I took taekwondo when I was young, man. I can do maybe a couple of... I don't know anything. No, I'm not... I'm out of shape. I can't do anything.
So I could kick your ass?
Well, yes. Okay, good for you. But you know what? I'm like a lot of people. I'm still going to tell you to be quiet, and then you can kick my butt. Then I'll sue you, and I'll own your dojang, your house, your cabinet-making business.
You know something? That's why I hate aspects of this country, not the whole country, I love America, but I hate the fact that guys like you can sue me. So I spent 21 years learning martial arts only to be sued, and now I won't have any money.
Yeah, that's right. So go ahead and kick my ass, man. The lawsuit that I bring on you will be enough, I think, to probably clean you out for six lifetimes.
You know, that...
Dad, hurts, doesn't it?
You mean I can't beat you up? And...
No, you can't beat me up without me suing you, no.
Well, then what am I take karate for?
I don't know why you took karate, man. To defend yourself, maybe? Not to start fights.
I just did the swan for a waitress. I got a free...
You always get free drinks in a casino, you muttonhead. They give you free drinks so you can get good and hammered and play those video poker games like you're playing until you haven't got a nickel left.
What are you talking about? They always give you free drinks.
They always give you free drinks in a casino, you idiot.
I pay for them.
No, you don't. You give them tips. Look, why don't you go back to the dojang and do some working out instead of getting hammered out at Morongo Casino?
You can kiss my... You know something, Mr. Henry? I learned karate for 21 years, and now you tell me people can sue me. So I might as well just put on a skirt.
Yeah, that's right. And some lipstick.
Is close time open?
Yeah, I think they're open till 10.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Does a full house beat a flat?
Will you get out of here with your video poker? Video poker! He thought he was getting free drinks on account of the fact that he was doing his new he was wearing his new karate robe. So the chicks at Morongo Casino were laying out the free drinks. And this cat, what a freaking piece of work this guy is. He's a black belt and piece of work.